Good day, everyone. It's me, Steph Edsel, with your DBT podcast for the week. Had to take last week off. Sometimes that happens. I feel better. Got a little sick. Today I want to talk about something called mindfulness of current emotions. What is that? This is observing, describing, and allowing emotions without judging them or trying to stuff them down away, block them, or distract from them. If you have a handy skills workbook, handout 22 in emotion regulation discusses this more in length. Does anyone remember me saying pain plus avoidance equals suffering? I feel like I maybe have mentioned it a time or two. Avoidance is suppressing emotions and not accepting that you are having the emotions. It's like holding up an invisible wall. The key is to be more aware of them. If you can name it, you can tame it. It takes practice if you aren't someone that can name the emotion you're having while you're having it. Believe it or not, many folks struggle naming what emotion is happening when it is happening, simply because mostly we are not accustomed to doing that as humans. We tend to react, though, and that can prove to be ineffective. All right, so why would we want to do this? Of course there are reasons, and important ones. One reason is to learn that emotions themselves are not so catastrophic. By exposing yourself to emotions, but not necessarily acting on them, you will stop being afraid of them and having emotional experiences. Once you're less afraid, the fear and anger that you may feel in response to your own emotions will dissolve. Another reason is to find a path to freedom. This was mentioned a few moments ago. With practice, you will feel more free and less controlled by your emotions. That is the path to freedom, my friends. When you believe you have to control your emotions at all times, or that you will fall into an abyss or you will die if you do not control your emotions, you're on the road to losing your freedom. Always having to prevent or suppress emotions is a form of being controlled by emotions. This practice will decrease your suffering. Fighting emotions ensures that they stay. Accepting painful emotions eliminates the suffering, leaving only the pain. And at times, acceptance even reduces the pain. It's true. I did not really believe that when I was first introduced to DBT. In good old 2005, I now know that to be true. It took a lot of practice to learn how to do all these skills, some harder than others and took longer to figure out. In the end, they have proven to be life-saving in so many people's lives. Being mindful of your current emotion will help you to accept the painful emotions as a part of the human condition, because truth be told, that's really what they are. They are valid reasons for negative emotions, and you probably can't get rid of a lot of them. Even still, negative emotions will be a part of your life. The trick is to find a new way to relate to your negative emotions so they don't create or continue suffering. The way is acceptance. Being willing to experience them and learn to let them go with practice, practice, practice. Marsha isn't kidding around with this. You remember Marsha Linehan, our founder, and neither is my super amazing boss with her slides that we read in group. It literally says practice, 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 with exclamation points. Two, to be exact. Learning to let go is extremely difficult. That's why I'm going to just remind you all to practice, practice, practice. Ask yourself how important is your emotional suffering. Understanding that accepting the emotions puts you more in control of your life, and you can change the experience with emotion regulation skills backed up by mindfulness or distress tolerance. Where on your list of priorities is emotional suffering? It's a great question to ask oneself. The last thing I'll talk about this week is the skills breakdown point. You will know when this has happened, when your emotional distress is very high, so much so that you go into overload. Knowing at what point emotional distress is getting in the way of your own coping and problem-solving skills is very important. On the SUDS scale, it's important to observe within yourself where you can't be skillful any longer. Remember, the SUDS are your subjective unit of distress, and the scale is from 0 to 10, 0 being unbothered by a thing, and 10 being unable to imagine the feeling any stronger. In times when it feels like a 10, using special skills very well may be necessary. In fact, I'm going to say that it's just helpful to be practicing skills more often than not. So here's the other piece I want to add. This is the change skills breakdown point. What skills can we do instead if we cannot execute the change skills? Anyone guess distress tolerance or mindfulness? Well, if you know it, give yourself a high five for me. The acceptance skills are useful to enable ourselves to use higher and more complex skills like being interpersonally effective when emotionally activated. That's hard. I don't know if you all have picked up on that quite yet, but trying to do a dear man while at a 9 on the SUD scale is impossible for me, and I'll have a hard time checking facts at that high of a number too. So it's really important to realize that while distress tolerance and mindfulness are super, super necessary, if we're not actually moving on to the next step, which would be the changing part of the equation, we will stay stuck with a lot of the recurring distress. Here are some signs to indicate that you are at the skills breakdown point. You are completely caught in emotion mind. You cannot focus on anything but the emotion itself. You're emotionally overwhelmed, or your mind is shutting down. Your brain stops processing information, or you cannot solve problems or use complicated skills. A handy way to identify what number on the scale you are at when it's the breakdown point is to think back on a previous emotional episode. Do this when you're not in a crisis situation, please. Make sure it's a reflective thought process. Then figure out how emotionally upset you were when you basically hit the wall and couldn't use your emotion regulation skills. This is your breakdown point. Oh, and side note, just because you have reached your skills breakdown point does not mean you yourself have broken down. To do this more in depth, you will want to notice what level of distress you were in when you couldn't focus your mind on anything but the emotion, couldn't solve problems, or use the more complicated skills. Then check the facts to make sure it's not that you can't use your skills, it's that you don't want to because they seem too hard. That's not the skills breakdown point. That's being willful, not acting effectively. Now, excuse me, if you really want to use your skills but can't figure out how to do it at this level of distress, then this is your personal skills breakdown point. Here are some tips on what to do when you're at that point. Use crisis survival skills, like tip, distracting from the event prompting the emotion, self-soothing through the five senses, and improving the moment you are in. After that, return to mindfulness of the current emotions. At times, the most useful thing to do, even with very extreme emotions, is to sit with them. Sooner or later, they will go down. It might be really tough, but it can keep you out of trouble for now. Try other emotion regulation skills if nothing seems to be working. It might be time to troubleshoot the emotion regulating skills. Tune in next time for ways to let go of emotional suffering and troubleshooting the emotion regulation skills. I will be finishing with the skills manual at that point. I'm going to continue discussing DBT and the amazing skills taught. It will be interesting to see what unfolds. I hope you all will continue to listen to this and learn for yourself how useful the skills can be for a variety of situations. Thanks for being here with me on DBT Weekly. I appreciate everyone's support and willingness to try new and different things. Sometimes that's all it takes, because being willful will keep you stuck behind that invisible wall of avoidance, where pain plus avoidance equals suffering. It's critical, in my opinion, to remember that message. In the words of one of my heroes, the founder of DBT, Marsha Linehan says, "If you can solve the problem, solve the damn problem." And with that, dear listeners, I'm out. Be back on Monday next week. Thanks for listening.